בעזרת השם שיזכה אותנו הרבה יותר תעדים כשיבוא הרב יביא את הרב שנים רבות נעימות וטובות ירצון וכבוד
תזכו לשנים רבות נעימות וטובות קהל קדוש It's a treat and an old custom that we have that we get together before the Hagim. Usually we get together before Yom Kippur, during Aser Imei Teshuvah. That's really the minhag. However, I broke the minhag this year, my fault. I had an obligation to be out of town, but I said, Yesh Tashlumin, we can make it up. So I said, I'll come the night before Sukkot, and I'll tell you some secrets about the upcoming Hag. Shiavu alenu letova, amen. Birshut ma'alat harav marad atra harav ze'ev yishmereu ha'ev. Birshut kahal kadosh, anashim, nashim ve'taf. You know how much I love this kahal of Staten Island? I love it because it's humble. The people are modest. Neshem Shamayim, they respect Tamidei Chachamim, and they mechabed the Torah v'lomdeha. And therefore, I could always consider me your friend. Haver ani lechol asher yireucha. And Be'atzat Hashem will have many more opportunities to get together. I think the custom has become also before Pesach. Mamash before the Hagim, we're able to share in the Devrei Torah. Amen ken yiratzu. Okay, Rabotai, we open up the Chumash. The Chumash in Vayikra. Perech Av Gimal, Pasuk Mem Gimal. So the Pasuk says, Basukot Teshvu Shvaat Yamim. Kol HaEzrach B'Yisrael Yeshvu Besukot. Demaan Yed'u Dorotechem. Ki Basukot Hoshavti Yed Bnei Yisrael. והוציאי אותם מארץ מצרים, אני אדוני אלוהיכם. So the Torah comes and tells us we have to sit in Sukkot. I know you know that already. Why do you have to sit in Sukkot? למען ידעו דורותיכם, so you remember. The future generations have to know that when Bnei Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, we sat in Sukkot. The question is, the million dollar question, what is Sukkot? מה זה Sukkot? You think it's an easy question. It's not an easy question at all. The Gemara has two opinions. One opinion says, Sukkot mamash. Meaning, Sukkot. In the Midbar, where do they live? They can't live outside. They have to build huts. So they went, they took walls. They made a wall. They took schach. So therefore, we're remembering what they did in the Midbar. In the Midbar, when they came out of Mitzrayim, they lived in Sukkot. So once a year, we remember Sukkot Mamash. But there's a second interpretation. What's the second interpretation? Hazak Baruch. Anane Kavod. What happened? When we came out of Mitzrayim, Bnei Olam provided for us clouds, not rain clouds. These are clouds you never saw before. Even the weatherman on the Weather Channel never saw these clouds before. These are special clouds called Anane Kavod. They're miraculous. They covered us from all sides. If anybody ever went in the desert in the day, it's hot. The Anane Kavod is like air conditioning, ventilation, central air conditioning. At night, the Midbar is freezing. The Anane Kavod, heating. When they traveled, there's mountains, there's valleys. The Anane Kavod is like the Department of Transportation. It smooths out all the roads. No potholes, no ditches. So they walk straight. Amen menuhati lehaleni. Eze yofi. Not only that, maybe we need in New York, maybe anane kavod for some of the streets we have over here. In any event, not only that, but it says the clothes that they wore never had any wrinkles. Because they would get dry cleaning every day from the anane kavod. Every night when they went to sleep, the anane kavod made sure that their clothes remain fresh. Not only that, it shined their shoes every day. Like in a 7-star hotel. When they woke up in the morning, the shoes, perfect, brand new. Not only that, it was a defense. When they were traveling in the Midbar, the Goyim were on the sides. They would see the Jewish people, they would shoot arrows. The anane kavod was like the Iron Dome. Catches all the arrows. So therefore, nobody can touch the Jewish people. This is the anane kavod. So therefore, on Sukkot, we build a sukkah. It's zecher anane kavod. We can't make anane kavod. So we make like a sukkah. We put something on top of our heads. But zecher for that. So there's two interpretations. You understand the two interpretations? Either Sukkot mamash, or zecher anane kavod. I ask you a simple question. Baruch haba. I ask a simple question. If I were to ask you, what's the peshat? Anane kavod or sukkot mamash? What's the peshat? What's the easy interpretation? The simple interpretation is sukkot mamash. Anane kavod is a hiddush. The simple peshat is sukkot. When you say the word sukkah, what does it mean? Sukkah. Anane kavod is already the thumbs. But the simple explanation of sukkah is what? Sukkah, hut. Rashi, over here in the Chumash, when he says, by sukkot, ki besukkot oshafti. What does Rashi say? Anane kavod. There's two interpretations. Which one did Rashi take? Anane kavod. And I asked a simple question. Why did Rashi say anane kavod? How come he didn't say sukkot mamash? There's two interpretations. Rashi could have picked either one. Why does he choose anane kavod? So I tell you what I saw in the Mefarshim. Because look what the Pasuk says. Rashi's coming to explain the Peshat. Lema'an yedud rotechem ki basukot hoshavti. What is it hoshavti? Boys, you speak Hebrew, no? Mazel Shafti. Oh, he sat them. Not that they sat. Hoshafti means that Hashem Hazak Baruch placed them. Now, if it's a regular sukkah, you don't need Hashem to place you. You go in yourself. But Anane Kavod, Hashem has to place you. So in the Pasuk, it sounds like more Anane Kavod because of the word Hoshafti. Good, ladies, is everything so clear so far? So therefore, Rashi is coming to explain the Peshat. He says, Ki basukot hoshavti. In Sukkot, I placed you. Regular Sukkah, I don't need God to place me. I build it, I sit. Ela must be anane kavod. Azag Baruch. Now, I'm going to tell you what Shulchan Aruch writes. In Siman Tav Resh Chaf He. There's a rabbi called Rav Yosef Karo. Rav Yosef Karo wrote a book of halakha. That's the Jewish code of law. If you want to learn how to be Jewish, you need to read Shulchan Aruch. He tells you all the laws. Except in one halakha, in Tafresh Chafhe, it's the first law in Sukkot. It's not a halakha. I don't know how it made it to Shulchan Aruch, this halakha. It's not a halakha. It's a pirush. I'm going to read it. The rabbi is bringing me the homage. Ya Bishu Hacham. Mashrecha v'tov nanu. Even the right page. This is good service you get over here. Taf Resh Chaf He, Maran. I'm reading. Basukot teshvu shiv'at yamim. Ki basukot hoshavti b'nei Yisrael. Hem anane kavod. Shekifam bahem lebal yakem shelam bashemesh. Finish. And this is halakha. Shulchan Aruch comes and quotes me a pasuk. כי בסוכות הושבתי. And he says, רבותיי, you know what this is? ענני כבוד. חזק ברוך. This is פירוש רש"י. I'm asking a simple question. What is שוענינו תנונו? What's the הלכה? I'm very happy. He's explaining me a pasuk. But Maran, שוענינו, his purpose is not to explain פסוקים. His purpose is to explain Azakah Berucha, the law. What's the law? So I'm explaining to you. There's a rabbi called the Bach, Bayit Hadash. The Bayit Hadash, Rabotei, you have to hear this because this is a halakha now. He says, normally when you do a mitzvah, even if you didn't have kavanah, it's okay. Mitzvot enam sinichot kavanah. Let's say somebody did a mitzvah. He said, oh, I wasn't thinking. It's okay, he did the mitzvah, it counts. However, he says, there's three mitzvot that if you don't have kavanah, get a zero. Doesn't count. Why? Because the Torah tells you the whole reason you're doing the mitzvah is to remember something. So if you don't remember the item, you didn't do the mitzvah. It's like somebody, he puts a red string on his finger to remember to do something. So he tells me, what's the red string? I forgot. So, I used to learn with a rabbi when I was young. Sometimes he would come, and before we'd learn, he takes the back of his thigh and he makes a knot like this. I thought this was a sigula for Parnasa. I didn't know what he was doing with me. So I also had my thigh. I said, okay. He said, what are you doing? I said, the rabbi's doing it. I also do it. He said, no, why am I doing it? My wife told me to buy milk on the way home from the yeshiva. I said, I don't want to forget. This is Sigulah for Shalom Bayit. I don't want to forget. I said, ah, Azak Baruch. So now I don't wear any ties anymore because I don't want my wife to ask me for milk. So therefore, I don't wear ties. Anyway, the whole purpose of certain mitzvot is to remember. For example, why did the men wear sisit? Lema'an tizkiru et kol mitzvot Hashem. In order to remember all the mitzvot. Now if somebody comes along and says, you ask him, why are you wearing tzitzit? I have no idea. So you defeated the purpose. The whole purpose is to remember something. So anytime the Torah says, lema'an, you have to have kavanah. There's another mitzvah. The mitzvah of tefillin. It says, lema'an tiyeh Torat Adonai beficha. Which means you have to remember the reason of tefillin. So if a man puts on tefillin in the morning, he says, what are you doing? I don't know, I'm putting it on. Did you remember anything? I remember nothing. I remember my bar mitzvah. No, you have to remember the kavanot. The third mitzvah, he says, is sukkah. It's not enough tomorrow night to sit in the sukkah. If somebody asks you tomorrow night, why are you sitting in the sukkah? You tell, I don't know, the rabbi told me, I'm sitting in the sukkah, sukkot. No, what's the reason? I have no idea. You didn't do the mitzvah. Because the pasuk says, lema'an yid'u. Atam hayavim lada'at. אני לא יודע. לא יודע, לא יצא תאי לחובה. So therefore, שולחן ערוך has to tell me what's the כוונה. שולחן ערוך has to tell me tomorrow night when you go in the sukkah, what are you thinking? So he says, זכר לענני כבוד. So you know tomorrow night when you sit in the sukkah, you have to make an announcement after kiddush or before kiddush. רבותיי, you see what we're doing over here? This is to remember when we were in the midbar, Bore Olam, surrounded us by Anei Kavod. So it is a halakha. Shulchan Aruch has to explain to us what the sukkah is, so we know what to think in order to fulfill the ma'an yid'u, dorotechem. Kiba sukkot oshavti. So far, so good? This is introduction. We didn't start yet. This is just, I'll tell you when we start. In a few minutes we're going to start. There's a rabbi called the Tur. The Tur has a question. Rabotai, when is the first time we had Arane Kavod? When's the first time? When we left Egypt. Beautiful. When did we leave Egypt? What month? Nisan. Beautiful. So he asked a simple question. Sukkot should be in Nisan. Why do you do Sukkot in Tishri? It's in the wrong month. That's the question of the Tur. Which means, now I understand it's going to be a little tricky because you're going to have a week of Pesach, and then right after Pesach, Sukkot. Okay, so we have 2 weeks, but it's a difference. We'll go to Florida for Pesach, and then we'll go to different place for Sukkot. We have two trips. You can go to two places. One week with your mother and father, 1 week with your in-laws. That's not make it simple. The point is, the Tur saying we're celebrating it in the wrong month. So he answers. What does he answer? He says, listen, in the olden days, in Nisan, the people used to go out and sleep in the fields. They didn't have air conditioning. So everybody used to go outside to the open fields, build huts, and sleep outside. So therefore, if we would do the holiday in Nisan, it wouldn't look like we're doing it for the mitzvah. It would look like we're doing it because it's good weather. However, in Tishri, what are we doing? Everybody closed up their summer homes already, except the Syrians, but everybody else closed their homes. And what? They're bringing the furniture inside. Now in September, October, we're moving in. So therefore, if somebody now starts to move outside in this month, why? So the only reason why he's doing it is for the mitzvah. So therefore, it's clear in Tishri that we're doing it l'shem shamayim. Remember? That's the answer of the Tur. In Nisan, it wouldn't be noticeable. In Tishri, it is. But that's not a good answer for us because the weather is 80 degrees. It's in the summer now for us. So if somebody goes today, makes a sukkah outside, the people are going to say, he's going outside and wants to have some fresh air. Which means today, September, is exactly like May and June. So therefore, what's the difference? Why aren't we celebrating it in Nisan? Now, Rabotai, I want to ask you another question. Don't get nervous. I'm going to ask you a lot of questions. But one answer is going to answer all the questions. It's like Houdini, a magic trick. I'm going to ask 10 questions, and then one answer, you see all the questions like dominoes, all going to disappear. In the Midbar, we had a lot of miracles. One miracle in the Midbar was the man. It's a miracle. Every day, bread, more than bread. Man is whatever you want it to be. It's wonder bread. It fell from the heaven. And whatever you wanted it to taste like, it tastes like most things. And if you're a tzaddik, it landed here, okay, Amazon Prime, right by your front door, every single morning, never delay. And it was fresh, and it was beracha. This never happened before. That bread falls from the heavens for millions of people. I have an idea. I don't want any of the miracles to be jealous of each other. So if you're making a miracle for the Anane Kavod, you have to make a miracle for the man. I vote we should make a new holiday. I don't know when we're going to do. Maybe in Heshvan. Heshvan, there's no holidays. We'll make man holiday. You say, why? Well, you're doing Anane Kavod holiday. Now, there was another miracle in the Midbar. That's the Be'er. Azaka uberucha. Be'er Miriam. What was Be'er Miriam? It was a rock. And the rock traveled with the Jewish people. Every time the Jewish people needed water, Moshe Rabbeinu took a stick, tick, tick, all of a sudden, Ma'ayana mitkaber, like a fire hydrant. The water's coming out, the water's coming out. Enough water to give drink to 3 million people. And then what? When it's over, they click, closes. Where's it coming from? How does the rock fit all this water? It's not a water tank. It's not a water cooler. And delicious water, fresh water. The Zohar HaKadosh says whoever drank from this water never forgot anything. It was like a memory pill. It was like a vitamin water that they call today, vitamin water. I have an idea, Rabotai. Miracle? Yes. Let's make a holiday. New holiday. We'll do it in, February. We'll make a new holiday, Rabotai, the first Monday in February. This is the holiday we're going to commemorate, Be'er Miriam. Everybody will take water, we'll drink it, we'll make berachot. I don't know what you want to do. My point is, there's three miracles. So if you want to make a holiday called Sukkot for Anane Kavod, you have to be fair. You have to make a holiday for Be'er Miriam, and you have to make a holiday for the man. You understand my question? Listen, should I make the question simple? Either all or nothing. Very simple. You can't pick and choose. You want to make a miracle for the holidays? Baruch haba. Make it all. No, you don't want to do? Then don't do any. Why? I cannot make it more simple, this question. Why do you give preferential treatment to the Anane Kavod? Why, it paid more money? That's why you give it to more Kavod, because the Anane Kavod paid money? It didn't pay money. Rabotai, this is a big question. I'd like to ask another question also, if I may. Rabbi Ze'ev said, I can ask as many questions as I want. He didn't put any limit. He said, tonight, ask all the questions you want. Nobody's going to stop you. So I'm going to take advantage of that, and I'm going to ask you another question. This is the question of the Meshech Chochmah. There was a great rabbi called Meir Simha Kohen Medvinsk. Meshech Rashi Tevot. Meir Simha Kohen. And he came from the city, Dvinsk. He says, the Torah mentions the holiday of Sukkot three times in the Torah. The first time he mentions it, it's in the book of Shemot, Perech Chav Gimal, Pasuk Tet Zayin. Let's open up. Chav Gimal, Tet Zayin. I have it. Hine. Pasuk. V'hag HaKatzir. Hag HaKatzir is Shavuot. Bekure Ma'aseh, Ma'aseh HaShetazah Basadeh. V'hag HaAsif. What does the Torah call Sukkot over here? Mazi Hag Asif. The holiday of the harvest. The harvest. I explained to Mazi Harvest. If you're a farmer, so you have crops in the field. So you plant during the spring, let's say, or a little before. And then it starts to grow. Sukkot time is Hag Asif. That's when you start to collect all the granary, all the perot, and you put it in the Otzar, you put it in the silo. So therefore the Torah refers to it Hag HaAsif. Good, there's another time it mentions it. The second time it mentions it is in Shemot, Perek Lamed Dalet. Opening it up over here. Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Chav Bet. And the Pasuk says, V'Hag Shavuot Ta'aseh Lecha Bikure Ketzir Tim V'Hag HaAsif Tekufat HaShana. In Shemot, it does not use the word Hag HaSukkot. There's no such thing in Shemot as Hag HaSukkot. If you only read Book of Shemot, you'll never see the word Hag HaSukkot. You only see it's called Hag HaAsif. When is Hag HaSukkot mentioned? In Vayikra. Ask the Meshech Chochmah, why the name changed? They made Shinui Hashem? Or had bad mazal? So he went to the rabbi, Achav, I don't like my name, Hag HaAsif. Tachilak, you have to change my name. Okay. V'yikare Shemo v'Yisrael, Hag HaSukkot. Ah, Baruch Hashem. Now I have good mazal. What happened over here? Why did it go from Hag HaAsif to Hag HaSukkot? What are you following so far? What I came to tell you tonight was a tremendous hadush. But more than a hadush, if you don't know this, you don't know what Sukkot is. I'm sorry to tell you. You're lucky you came here tonight. If you don't know what I'm going to tell you now, then you don't even know what Sukkot is. Then, okay, I don't know what you're doing. I'm sorry to tell you. What I'm telling you now comes from a rabbi called the Gaon Rabbi Eliyahu from Vilna. But you need to have a little hagdama. I'm going to give it to you. Jewish people come out of Mitzrayim. Now, we need food. Food is what we call a necessity. It's a necessity. So Bore Olam, he has to give us something to eat. What is he going to do? He's going to take 3 million people in the Midbar and say, no, I'm not giving you food. It can't be. It's a necessity. In Hebrew, ze hechrechi. I mean, they call it. It's also necessity. Is there an option? Forgot to say. Now, listen, I'm not giving you water. I'm giving you water. Snapple, okay, Snapple's not, today, coffee, is a $6 coffee in Starbucks that became a necessity. But in the olden days, water's necessity. Good. So what Olam says, there's no choice. We got to give these people food every day, and we have to give these people water. Even the guy in Alcatraz, the criminal, what do they give in the morning? Bread and water. Even though the guy is a rotseya, and the guy's a ganav, and the guy's everything. But what? Pat b'melach. Mayim b'mesurat teshteh. You got to give him what to eat. Finish. That's the government. They have to give him something. So what Olam says, man v'mayim, after. Now I want to ask you a question. Is the anane kavod necessity or luxury? It's a luxury. Well, you have to have air conditioning. You have to have air conditioning. Air conditioning is a luxury. By the way, my grandparents didn't have the air conditioning when they were young. They opened the window, finished. They have the fan. They go like this. They take the hot air and they push it this way and that way. You're telling me they press their suits. Habibi. Every day they went to sleep, they got press suits. That's a luxury. Go to the yeshiva, you see everybody has their suits all crumpled up. What happened? Where's Anane Kavod? Once a week he goes to the guy, gives him a few dollars, he presses the suit. Shoes? All sorts of luxury. Making the roads flat? What does that mean? Go up and down. Only by Yoredimbo. So the Anane Kavod is the only one of the three that we would call luxurious item. Yes? Understood? So did Hashem have to give us the Anane Kavod? Does he have to give it to us?
No,
of course not. So why does he give it to us? So I'm going to tell you a very important rule about life. Hazakha v'rucha. Listen to a lesson in life. If you love somebody, you give them things they don't need. That's what I'm telling you. You love your wife? Now it's before Sukkot. I don't go to my wife. Ah, I love my wife so much, and I brought you a loaf of bread. A loaf of bread. Wait, not finished. And some water. Some water from Gan Eden. This is what you brought me over here? Before Sukkot, I ask my wife and say, tell me what you don't need. I don't need a pearl necklace. I don't need it. I don't need jewelry. I don't need another dress. That's for sure. I don't need another pair of shoes. Where are we going to put them? All these things are extra. But when you love somebody, you always want to give them. So I know you don't need it. I know you don't need it. That's why I got it for you, because you don't need it. So I want to show you how much I love you, that I'm just giving you, I'm spoiling you. Understand? That's a big, why do you give the kid a lollipop? He needs a lollipop? No, he needs vitamin C, he needs toothpaste, he needs a bath, he needs a, I'm giving you candy. Candy doesn't need. I love you. I want to show you, give something you don't need. Ekin, extra. A sign of love is when you give somebody something that when your wife says, wow, I don't need it. Then you know you got the right gift. What'd you do? I don't need this. That's why I bought it for you, because you don't need it. If you needed it, then that means I don't love you. I only got you something that's ikhleya. Ikhleya, I'm obligated to get it for you. Because you didn't need it, I bought it to you to show you. You understand what I'm saying? One time, a man before the holiday, he bought his wife a gift. What is the gift? He bought her a kever and harazetim. So, dachila, what is this over here? What kind of gift is over here? Kever and harazetim? So the next holiday, he didn't buy her anything. So she said, how come you didn't buy me anything? He said, you didn't use last week's holiday. You didn't use what I bought you on the Pesach. You didn't use it. And you're still alive. The point is, Rabotai, so when Borei Olam took us out of Mitzrayim, he said, you know how much I love you? I'm going to give you a gift that I never gave anybody. You're going to see magic clouds like nobody ever saw these things before. Food, people saw it. Okay, it's coming from the Shamayim, but it's food. At the end of the day, it's food. Water, okay, it's a miracle, but it's water at the end of the day. But this Arane Kavod, there's no duplicate. אהבת עולם אהבתנו. Now we're coming out of Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Rabotai, please, you have to be patient. I need to go up to Shamayim for 40 days. I will be back in 40 days. Set your alarm, 40 days, I'm coming back with the Torah. Please, Moshe Rabbeinu, don't leave us. I'm not leaving you. I promise you, I'm coming back 40 days. Please, we need you. Ve'ita lanu na'inayim. No, I'm not going anywhere, 40 days. Okay. In the meantime, Aharon is in charge. Hur, Yoshua, you have leaders. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up. What happened? It's not so easy to count to 40, Rabotai. It's difficult. 1, 2, 3, 4. They got mixed up. On day 39, they thought it was day 40. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't come. The Satan said, beautiful, now I'm going to trick them. He shows them a coffin of Moshe Rabbeinu on top of Har Sinai. And he tells them, hey, Moshe Rabbeinu, Alav HaShalom. He's not coming back. They panicked. They fell into depression, dikaon. And before you knew it, the Erev Rav got along. They started taking their jewelry from the earrings and their nose rings and their bracelets, whatever they were wearing. And they melted it. Before you knew it, they're dancing with the Egel, the Kudim, Olot, all this business. Could you believe what's going on over here? Moshe Rabbeinu comes down and he sees the Egel. God tells Moshe, go tell the people, I'm so angry at them, I'm going to destroy them in 1 second. I don't need 2 seconds. V'achale otam keraga. 1 second. Borei Olam says, what did I do for you? What didn't I do for you? I took you out of Egypt. 10 plagues. I split the sea. I brought you al memenu hot. I did everything for you. And now you come 40 days later and you're unfaithful. This is a wife that's unfaithful. The husband did everything. And the wife now goes and worships Avodah Zarah. Borei Olam was so angry at Bnei Israel. So now the people said, Achilak, we're in trouble. Something happened on that day. That day was Shiva'asar B'Tammuz. You know what happened? The man came down. The water came down. But Borei Olam says, I don't love you anymore like I loved you yesterday. No more luxuries. No more gifts. And I'm taking it back. Now we said, he took away the pearl necklace. He took away the pearl necklace. You don't deserve the luxuries. Now it's business. Business, you're in jail. Food, I got to give you food. Bread and water, you have to have. But I'm not going to give you now all the amenities. I'm not going to give you all the extras. Strawberry shortcake, you don't need that anymore. Bread and water, finished. But you're not going to get Adaneko. So he took it away. You know how sad we were? We knew what that meant. Imagine a husband goes to his wife and says, you know the piece of jewelry I bought you? Finished. I'm taking it back. But you can eat. Go. Eat all the bread you want, all the water you want. I'm not going to kill you. But all the extra things, return. Give me your rings, all the stuff you don't need. That's the biggest sign that what? There's Shalom Bayit problems here. And when God took away the Anane Kavod, we realized we have a lot of Shalom Bayit now. We're in trouble. So we told Moshe Dachila, please go talk to the Hatan, go talk to the Hatan, make Shalom for us, make peace. Moshe, it's not easy, he wants to kill you. Forget about Anane Kavod, he wants to kill you. Please, Moshe, you have to talk to him, do something. He said, okay, please, I'm going up again. I'll see you in 40 days. Now they're reading Tehillim for 40 days. They're shaking. They don't, because Moshe Rabbeinu can come down after 40 days and tell them, sorry, I couldn't do it, no deal, it's over. He comes down on Rosh Chodesh Elul. The people are waiting there by the mountain. They want to know what the news is. Moshe Rabbeinu says, listen, I have no news. But I must tell you, it's hopeful. Why? Because God asked me to start writing the second Luchot. But did he say he's forgiving us? No, he didn't say he's forgiving us. But it's going in the right direction. That's all I can tell you. It's in the right direction, but no answer. But what about, there's no answer, forget about it. He's still angry. But he told me, he invited me to come back for another 40 days. But please, you better start praying. That was Rosh Chodesh Elul. So that's when we started Siddihot. Rosh Chodesh Elul, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu went up. So we start praying. That's what we do, Siddihot, Rosh Chodesh Elul. Now Moshe Rabbeinu comes down 40 days later on Yom Kippur. And we're standing there and we want to know. It's either yes or no. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down and they're just quiet. 3 million people looking at Moshe. And Moshe Rabbeinu turns to the people and he says, Vayomer Hashem. Now we don't know what Hashem said. Those are only two words. Vayomer Hashem. Now they're shaking. Salahti Kedbarecha. Salahti. God has forgiven you. Oof. Wow. We were scared. 80 days before God said, V'achale otam. And now Moshe Rabbeinu was able to turn it around where Borei Olam said, Salahti. But then the Jewish people told Moshe, but where's the pearl necklace? He said, no, hey, listen, he forgives you, but it's not the same. Which means if I get into a fight with somebody, Ben Benan, and we make peace, it doesn't mean I have to be his best friend now. But peace, I'm not going to curse you out anymore. That's not, we're friends, which means Shabbat Shalom, Shana Tova Morechet, but I'm not going to have dinner with you. Meaning, I'm not inviting you to my wedding now. I'm not going to curse you anymore. We have no... Baruch Hashem, we have peace. But does not mean I have to be your best friend. So on Yom Kippur, all God told us was, it's business, cordial, we're friends. Water, yes, water you have. Bread, you have. What about Anane Kavod? Listen, Anane Kavod, you hurt me. I'm not going to kill you, don't worry, I'm not against you, everything's good, don't worry, continue, you're not going to die, I'll take care of whatever you need, but you can't ask me now for... Exactly, no extras anymore, no extras, those days are over, which means there's a scar, you can't get rid of that scar. So even though God told us Salahti, we felt very bad. We said, you mean that's it? It's never going to go back to the way it was? Those days are over. You shouldn't have done the egged. What do you think? There's not going to be a consequence? You did the egged. You cheated. So the Hatam forgave you. But you cheated. You understand what's going on? They come to Moshe and say, now what? Now what do we do? He said, listen, let me wait for... the Wi-Fi, let me get some nivu'ah, and we'll see what happens. Says the Gaon Mevilna, on the 11th of Tishri, these are the days now, on the 11th of Tishri, after Kippur, the day after Kippur, Borei Olam tells Moshe, listen, go tell the people, I'm interested that they build me a Mishkan. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes down. God asks for something. What does he want? He wants a Mishkan. We don't know what this is. What is a Mishkan? It's a building. Very expensive. A lot of material. Gold, silver, a lot of stuff. It's going to cost a lot of money. But he says, if we build it correctly, the Shekhinah will come down. Okay. We'll do it. Now they start to collect. The Gaon says they started to collect. It says in the Pasuk, והם הביאו אליו נדבות בבוקר, בבוקר. They collected for 2 days. They collected on the 12th and the 13th of Tishri. You understand the timeline? On the 10th he came down and said, Salahti. On the 11th God said, build the Mishkan. On the 12th and the 13th they collected. Now what happened on the 14th, which is tomorrow, the 14th of Tishri, it's the anniversary, is something that will never happen again in the history of mankind. Moshe Rabbeinu was got up on the 14th and says, Rabotai, we have collected too much money. We have more than enough. Stop, enough. Now, I promise that'll never happen. Imagine the rabbi gets up and says, Rabotai, we collected so much money on Yom Kippur, so everybody's going to get a rebate check. Go look in the mail, we're sending money back, like the government's going to send you back a tax return. You get a rebate because the shul has so much money, we don't know what to do with it. So therefore we're giving you a rebate. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. We don't know what to do with it. Now, you know what the Jewish people were doing? They were making teshuvah over here. Because they knew that 80 days before, what were they doing? They were throwing their money at the Egel. So they needed to make a tikkun. So they said, God, it's true we threw some money, but what did we throw? Some earrings, some bangles. Now this is much more expensive than the Egel. And look how we collected it. Everybody gave all their precious jewels and very, very important assets. At that point over there, it was impressive. They collected the whole budget in 2 days. The hotel, an extra. Moshe Rabbeinu says, fine, now we got to get to work. Now we have to start building the Mishkan. Now comes the 15th of Tishri, which is tomorrow night, Tuesday morning, this year, Tafshin Pebet. We wake up on the 15th, and all of a sudden, what do we see? We see Anane Kavod came back. On the 15th of Tishri, God did not tell us Salahti. On the 15th, God told us Ahavti. It's over. I forgot it. It's like it was. The Anane Kavod returned. You know what happened on the 15th? You know what type of, that's what it means. Zeman Simchatenu. You know why it was Zeman Simchatenu? We said the Hatan is back. Like he was when we got married. We got the luxury back. We got that. We didn't care about the Ananek Kavod. The Ananek Kavod is an indication of the love of Hashem. It's not the Ananek Kavod. It's the relationship is fixed. On Kippur, Borei Olam said, Salahti. And on Sukkot, God said, Ahavti. You cannot imagine the joy that we had. So therefore, says the Gaon Mevilna. Listen close to what I'm saying now. Do we have a holiday for the man? No. Do we have a holiday for the Be'er? Do we have a holiday for the Anane Kavod? No. Answer good. No. We don't have a holiday either. No, we don't. We have a holiday for the return of the Anane Kavod. That's the difference. The man never left us. The Be'er never left us. And if the Anane Kavod would never have left us, we would have no holiday either. We're only celebrating because it was taken away and it came back. That's the holiday. So therefore, the other items, could I get jealous? We always had you. But Anane Kavod, we have to celebrate because we lost it for a while and we didn't think it was coming back. And that means that God is not going to treat us on the same madriga. Wait. Now we understand why we don't celebrate Sukkot in Nisan. Because in Nisan, that's when we got the Anane Kavod. That's how we got it. We're not celebrating that Anane Kavod. What are we celebrating? When it returned. Which month did it return? in Tishri. That's why holidays in Tishri. You understand? If we were celebrating the miracle of it, it should be in Nisan. But that's not what we're celebrating. We're celebrating the Hazara. You meant it? It explains a totally different way of understanding Sukkot. Furthermore, based on this, we understand in the book of Shemot, says the Meshech Chochmah, what is the holiday called? Hagasif. In Shemot, it was before Chet Ha'Egel. Before Chet Ha'Egel, it was called Hagasif. Hagasif, it was a farmer's holiday. The original intention of this time of year would be this time of year, harvest. However, once we did Chet Ha'Egel, now it turned into a different holiday. Now it turned into what? Sukkot Zechel Anane Kavod. It switched. Originally, it didn't have Anane Kavod element. There was Anane Kavod. We don't make a holiday for that. So what are you celebrating? Harvest. You're a farmer. You're collecting profits. But in Vayikra, already it's after the Anane Kavod left and came back. Now God's not a Shinu Hashem. Akshav Zeh Lo Haga Asif. Akshav Zeh Haga Sukkot. Zechel Anane Kavod. That's what the Meshech Chochmah says. But wait, Abotai. Tomorrow night in the Tefillah, you're going to have a Tefillah, you're going to say like this. Ata b'hartanu mikol ha'amin. Azaku baruch. Ahavta otanu v'ratzita banu. Unbelievable, the Kaan knows everything over here. We say three things. Ata b'hartanu mikol ha'amin. Ahabta otanu veratzita banu. Says the Gaon of Vilna. Ata b'chartanu mikol ha'amim. Matai ze haya? Ze haya b'yitziat Mitzrayim. Pesach. Pesach, ata b'chartanu. When did God choose us? When we came out of Mitzrayim. All the Egyptians drowned. Ata b'chartanu mikol ha'amim. Ze Pesach. Ahabta otanu. Matai? Shavuot. No, Shavuot. He gave us the Torah. Veratzita banu, what is veratzita? Ratzita means you made peace with us. Veratzita banu, which means ze sukkot. Why is sukkot veratzita banu? Because before, we lo ratza banu. What else is again? Salahti, ani lo merutze etchem. Ani soleach, aval you go your way, I go my way. Sukkot is the holiday of what? Veratzita banu. Veratzita. Yeah, ze nekla ritzui. Ritzui ze peace. Not like peace. Love. Ahava, ritzui. Like we say in the Tefillah, v'ata b'rachamecha rabim, tachpotz banu, v'tirtzenu. We want you to desire us and want us. Not only, I'm not going to kill you. That's not enough. I'm not going to kill you. When you tell your wife, don't worry, I won't kill you. Happy Mother's Day, I won't kill you. No. Tachpotz banu. V'tirtzenu. That's the madriga. So therefore, the Gaon of Vilna says that's the explanation. So far, so good, Rabotai. You understand what we're learning over here tonight? It's a new way of looking at the holiday. So when you're going to go on tomorrow night in the Sukkah, you're going to tell your family, Zechel Anane Kavod, you have to add. No, zechet to the return of the Anane Kavod. On Sukkot every year, we're reminded after Kippur, on Kippur, and it happens every year. On Kippur, God tells you, I forgive you. But on Sukkot, it's a different madriga. When we go sit in the Anane Kavod of the Sukkah, Borei Olam says, Veratzita banu. It's a different level of affection. It's a luxury. It's Zeman Simchatenu. Rabbeinu, can I bother the rabbi? Because only you know where this is. Sefer Nehemiah, yes? Yes, Nehemiah. Abota, I didn't want to tell you this part of the class. To be honest with you. If it was up to me, I would have ended the class right over here. Everybody's happy. The shiur makes sense. we put a bow and a ribbon on top and we can go home. But I'm worried that somebody might come back and say, hey, you didn't tell us this. You tricked us. So I need to deal with this issue right now and explain it to you. So I don't want anybody claims from Staten Island community. I don't want any calls in the middle of Sukkot. And they say, hey, this is fake news you gave us. Fake news. I'm going to explain to you now. Once the rabbi gives me the book of Nehemiah. Free rabbi, free? I'm sure nobody's using it. It's got to be on the shelf. Anyway, the problem with this whole class is a pasuk in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 9, pasuk 19. That pasuk destroys the whole shiur. I have to be honest with you. I could have said Rabbi Hananya, but I didn't. I'm being honest with you. The pasuk in Nehemiah, you know what? I can read it from here. Let's see. I'll get it from here. Today, everything is on the phone. Yeah, let's see. You have it? The book, yeah. Right by Google. In there. Nehemiah, I got it, Rabbi. Actually, it's Perek Tet, Pasuk Yud Tet. I'm going to read you the Pasuk, and you're going to hear the problem immediately. The Pasuk says like this. It's talking about the Jewish people in the Midbar. We're talking. Ve'ata b'ra'amecha harabim. Lo azavtam b'midbar. You did not leave the people for a second in the midbar. Et amu de anan lo sar me'alehem. You never took away the anane kavod. Et anane kavod lo sar me'alehem. The pasuk says you never took it away. And I'm coming over here giving you a derasha and asking 10 questions, making hadushim, Gaon de Vilna. Very nice. The pasuk says, he never took it away. So what do you want to do now? Yeah, big dilemma. Big dilemma. Big dilemma. Yeah, we have to go this way, this way, with the thumbs this way, that way. I have the answer. I have the answer for you. Don't worry. I'm not going to not answer. Of course I'm going to answer. Be patient. Halakha. The halakha writes that you really shouldn't wear gold on Yom Kippur. Not proper to wear gold on Yom Kippur. Why? Heta egel. You don't want to come to shul looking like an egel. But Rav says, "Is the egel there by the middle of the Knesset for Yom Kippur? The egel is Abba. Here, Baruch Abba. But you say egel is there." En kategor nasa senigor. You want to come and get mercy, you don't want to come clanking all gold. It reminds God of the egel. Oh. There was a rabbi called Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger says, but you know what? Ladies could wear gold. Ladies could wear gold on Yom Kippur. You know why? They didn't participate in Eid HaEgel. The men came home, they told their wives, give me all your jewelry. Where is your jewelry? What is it over there? What are you doing with my jewelry? No, we want to do Egel. Egel, you're crazy? We're not giving you anything. Not that the ladies, Hasbro Shalom, were cheap. When it came to the Mishkan, give everything. Lashem. But for Egel, they didn't give you nothing. Shamil Shah, they didn't give you nothing. So the men had to take the earrings and their nose rings and their watches and whatever the gold they had. The ladies did not do Eid HaEgel. So when a lady comes to shul on Kippur with gold, Borei Olam says nothing to her. I don't remember the egel. When he looks at the ladies, he does not see Eid HaEgel. On the contrary, he sees Emunah Temimah V'Shelemah. That's why the Tur writes, the ladies have a holiday. What's the holiday Hashem gave to the ladies? Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is a special holiday, minor holiday for the ladies. The custom is the ladies don't do work on Rosh Chodesh. Our ladies, they don't do work the whole month. But the real minhag was once a month. But every day is Rosh Chodesh by us. Every day is Rosh Chodesh. Okay, that's a separate issue. But the point is, what I'm telling you now, says the Hatam Sofer, hold on to your seats. You have seat belts? I don't want you to fall off your seats now. I don't want you to get hurt. The Hatam Sofer says, the ladies didn't do Hetta Egel. And the Anane Kavod never left the ladies. The Anane Kavod were always above the ladies. When the guy went to sleep at night, he was hot, and on the lady's side of the bed, AC is air conditioner. He said, what's going on over here? So he switches. Let me go on your side. Switches. Anane goes the other way. The lady wakes up in the morning, her dress, all nice. The husband gets up, all crinkled, all that. In the day, at night, no air conditioning, no heat, no nothing. You understand? The ladies, the Hatam Sofer said, the Anane Kavod. And that's what the Pasuk means in Nehemia. The Anane Kavod never left. It's true. It never left the ladies. Now, somebody asked me a question yesterday. He said, but Rabbi, it's a good answer, but really not, because if you look at the Pasuk Lashon is, Vata berachamecha rabim lo azavtam et amud anan nosar me'alehem. Me'alehem. So the explanation I told them is, wait, it's not so bad, because Shevet Levi also didn't do the egel. So Shevet Levi is Ma'ale. So therefore Ma'ale means them, meaning Shevet Levi v'gam Anashim. So therefore it's all of them. So Ma'ale is not so bad. Or no? Oh, so what do you see from here, Rabotai? You see from over here that when it comes to the holiday of Sukkot, Sukkot is a tremendous, tremendous tikkun. One of the rabbis said, Sukkah is Samech Vav Chaf He. Sukkah Rashi Tevot. Samech Vav Chaf He. The Vav. Vayomer Hashem Salachti Kedvarecha. The Rashi Tevot Sukkah. Sukkah comes after Hashem said Salachti. After Salachti, Basukkah. Vesukkah Zekevar Veratzita Banu. Now watch. There's a custom on Sukkot that we have Simcha Bet HaShoeva. When is the Simcha Bet HaShoeva? Parties. The Gemara says, Mi shelo ra'a Simcha Bet HaShoeva, lo ra'a Simcha Miyamav. The rabbis would come to the parties. There was music all night. And there were juggling, and there was fire, and there was acrobats, and there was Simcha, of spiritual Simcha. And the question is, why? Why is it that Sukkot, Pesach, we don't have parties like this. Shavuot for sure not. We stay up all night and learn. It's one day. But Sukkot, they want you to have parties with dancing. I'll explain to you. Go back to the Chet Ha'egel. What does it say in the Pasuk? In Perek Lamed Bet, in Pasuk Yitev, Moshe Rabbeinu came down. So the Pasuk says, Vayi kasher karav el ha-machane, Moshe Rabbeinu came to the machane, Vayar et ha-egel, u-mecholot. No, mecholot is the dancing. Vayi har af Moshe. What got Moshe angry? When he saw the egel, he didn't get angry. But he said, it's one thing, okay, person makes an avera, but you're dancing? That means you're enjoying the avera. Okay, you make avera, kapara, you're embarrassed, you hide under the table, you make avera. No! When you dance, that means your whole body is into the avera. Moshe Rabbeinu says, the me'olot. So therefore, on Sukkot, we need to make the tikkun for Chet Ha'egel. So what do? We come along and we dance for what? For HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say, Borei Olam, we're much more excited to dance for the Simchat Bet HaShoeva, for the Mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, Ushaftei Mayim B'Sason, Mayim HaYishua. And therefore, on Sukkot B'Datka, we have to show that our true desire is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Liya'inenu. To God is our anticipation, our hopes. And this is the great tikkun that happens every single year. During the year, we make Averot. And what happens? We lose favor in the eyes of God. Yom Kippur comes, Borei Olam says, Salahti. And then what do we do for the next 4 days? Just like the Jews in the Midbar, we're running, like we were talking in the car. Everybody's buying lulav and etrog. It's unbelievable days these days. Klai Yisrael, you go to the bookstore, there's a line outside. Give me mahzor, give me decorations. You walk in the streets, you're banging. Everybody's banging. Everybody's banging. You hear them dragging the schach in the backyard. You hear everybody moving the ladders, the chairs, and the tables. Everybody's preparing. Borei Olam looks down and he says, look at these people. Ashrei ha'am shekachalo, Ashrei ha'am shadano Eloham. Micha mekak Yisrael. After Yom Kippur is a long day. And right after that, the next 4 days, they're taking all their money, their hard-earned money. Lulav, etrog, give me the best hadasim, give me the best noisukah. And the ladies, mashallah, they're preparing the seudot. They're preparing the seudot. And everybody's getting excited. And guess what's going to happen? On Monday night, when you're going to the sukkah, if you take the wax out of your ears, you'll be able to hear in heaven, Borei Olam is going to say, Viratzita banu, I love you. I love you. He says, all the luxuries that I was going to take back, they're coming back to you now. We reached the tikkun exactly like it was done, the hazarav, the ananei kavod, and this happens every single year. And therefore, at that moment, we have to have tremendous joy. We showed God we're taking all our money and we're spending it on you, not on nonsense, on the avodah zarah. And we're taking all our energy of the dancing and the simha, instead of dancing in front of the avodah zarah, we're dancing in front of you. And that's the wise Sukkot is what? Ziman Simchatenu. And how does it end? And what do we do on Simchat Torah? That's the day of dancing. Instead of dancing with the egel, we're dancing with the Sefer Torah. That's the cherry on the cake. That's the cherry. We go from dancing with egel, and we make a tikkun dancing with the Sefer Torah, and Borei Olam says, that's it. Now everything's back to normal. Now it's... And what's the Sefer Torah? The Sefer Torah is Kivyachol Hashem. On Simchat Torah, Borei Olam says, now I want to have a dance with you. If you had to dance with God, what would you take? The Sefer Torah. On Simchat Torah, God, the Hatan tells the Kala, now we're going to have a first dance. You ever go to a wedding? And they make an answer, Rabotai, everybody come to the dance floor now. The Kala and the Hatan are coming out, and they're going to have the first dance. Now, I don't agree that everybody should watch the Hatan and Kala dance. It's Sini'u, but that's what they do. It's not a good minhag. It's private. But what? The first dance. This is a very, very, what should I say, private, intimate moment, Hatam Mikala, the love. Borei Olam on Simchat Torah tells us, do me a favor, I want to have one dance with you. More than one dance, I want to have seven dances with you. And those who take the Sefer Torah out, and at that point over there, the Ahava is so strong. It's like the night of the wedding. It's like we're renewing our vows with Hashem Ki'il. We're making a shoot in the relationship. This is what we're about to do, Rabotai. And that's why Sukkot is 7 days, like Sheva Berachot. That's why 7 days. What happens when a Hatan gets married? Seven days. Now already it's a hitchut in the marriage. Now we sit in the sukkah, and who comes to the Sheva Berachot? You need Panim Hadashot. The first night, Avraham Abinu, Baruch Haba, Panim Hadashot. The next night, Yitzhak Abinu. Every night, we have Panim Hadashot. New faces come to give the Hatan the Kala, Hizuk, Skubim Su, you did it. Hashem loves you. This is what's going to go on over here. Silad Memnuta, we're sitting under a chuppah in the sukkah. And this is a tremendous, tremendous moment. So don't make a mistake. It's anane kavod, yes. Like Shulchan Aruch said. But you have to know the right kavana. And that's what she says, the main thing is the anane kavod, because he writes his perush in Vayikra. In Vayikra, it's anane kavod. Because before Vayikra, okay, they built regular Sukkot. But in Vayikra, it's after Chet HaEgel. Now the main thing is the anane kavod. And therefore, we have to take this energy that we have from the holiday coming up, and we have to harness it, and we have to be very, very appreciative that HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only says Salahti, but he says Tachpotzbanu v'tirtzenu. He loves us, and the luxury will come back, and the extras will come back, and the amenities that we don't deserve or we don't need, B'Olam will return them. And that love we have to carry B'zat Hashem with us for the rest of the year. During this times of Sukkot, we collect, we fill up the battery of Simcha. We fill it up. It's not empty, like we fill up our phones. You need to fill up the battery of Simcha, Zeman Simchatenu, in order to carry us, B'ezat Hashem, to the next holiday, which is probably the next time I'll see you, which is Hag HaPesach, B'ezat Hashem. But in the meantime, I'll take this opportunity. This is a wonderful crowd. Why? Because you understand. I see you understand. Sometimes I talk, the people don't know what I'm talking about. Over here, Baruch Hashem, Ashrei Hamdaber Al Ozen Shomaat, Ashrechem Ashrei Hamkechem. I will take this opportunity to wish all the members of the great Staten Island community to school the Shanim Rabot, Yimod V'Tovot, Amen.
I remember.